With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Money taller than the trees in Yosemite. Got my 40 on me, that's my mini-me.
Catch Trista Crick on BetMGM tonight. Check her out on the Heat Check podcast with Trista Crick. NBA free agency is going wild. She joins us now. Trista, what's up?
I literally just was ready to ghost ride my whip.
There you go, yeah.
I was like, tell me when to go. Oh, my God.
What? E40? A little E40 for you.
That West Coast.
They just let you guys play whatever you guys want? That's amazing.
They don't let you play whatever you want?
Not on BetMGM tonight, they don't.
Well,
they give us the killer track.
You're going to have to negotiate that in the next deal, that you get to choose your own bumper music. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I do on the fan, but not on BetMGM tonight.
There you go. All right. Kevin Durant is being traded. Is he going to wind up in Phoenix? And what do you think this does for the Suns if it happens?
So I was thinking about this earlier today. What's the best scenario for Kevin and for the Nets, right? Because we know the Nets aren't just going to let Kevin walk for nothing. I think that the Suns probably have the best package. You might say, well, Toronto's got a pretty interesting amount of young talent as well. But I think Mikal Bridges is probably one of the most underrated two-way wings in the game. I think he can give you more offensively than he has been in Phoenix just because of his role. I think you would add him to, say, and I know people are down on DeAndre Ayton. I still think he's a top three true center in the league. You could add him, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, and maybe like a Cam Johnson, who I think could be an interesting, you know, long, athletic wing role player guy as well. And then you put 3-4 first-round picks with that. You know, that's a really good core if you could get something there. And then Kevin would be happy because he apparently wants to go to Phoenix. What that means for Phoenix I think is interesting. I do think they get a lot less depth. I still think that they need a front court presence at that point, right? Like, do you sign, who do you end up signing? Is that like a Bismack Biyombo? Like, who still needs, is that a Kevon Looney? Do you go after Kevon Looney and try to take him from the Warriors? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Just addition by subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the centers have signed already, you know, the Mitchell Robinsons of the world, you know, the Andre Drummonds of the world, the JaVale McGees of the world. So there's not a lot of options for Phoenix, but in terms of a ball handler and somebody who can score when Chris Paul inevitably gets injured in the playoffs is interesting. And I think that becomes a three-headed offensive monster. All three guys can D up as well. But in terms of depth, it would be tough, and they would need to make some more free agent, you know, small signings, maybe like a Dante DiVincenzo, mm-hmm. or maybe like a TJ Warren or something like that, who hasn't been signed, in order for them to really increase or expand the depth that they have right now.
Let me ask you this, Trista. If he did go to Phoenix and we complete the deal with everything that you just laid out, and they manage to win multiple titles, whatever it is, for Kevin Durant, it's more titles. Does it change what we say about him, the narrative on him, his legacy at all? You know, with Golden State, there are a faction of us that hold it against him. Hey, you're joining a team that was already formed, although, albeit you played well, you got a finals MVP. But would it change Kevin Durant's story if he goes to Phoenix and wins one title, multiple titles, either way? What do you think?
I think where we're at, Kevin, I think collectively, is that his story's really complicated.
For sure.
And he, as a person, from what I can gather, because I don't know him well, is very complex. And so I think what he was trying to do was something that was very admirable, which is to create, I want to say, like, maybe a startup culture.
Yep.
And go with a friend and try to make something happen in a way that was the way you wanted it to be, in an environment that you created and basically, I mean, he piggybacked off what Brooklyn had already done, but you're basically creating something from quote-unquote scratch.
I'm with you.
And that's,
yep.
Most entrepreneurs fail, and I think that shows you that it's not easy, even with two of the best scorers of our generation, to be able to do that. And I think that there's a lot of the craftsmanship of role-playing that I think has been diminished over time. And as you become a star player, I think more and more, and I'm not a star player, but like I can only put myself in their shoes, which is, you know, you guys are the linchpin, but the role players are so integral to winning a title. We saw that with Golden State, with Gary Payton, with Otto Porter, with Kevon Looney. You have to have role players step up, and you can't take away the backbone of a culture like Kenny Atkinson and hope that role players just figure it out, because if they could do that on their own, they would be stars. They need coaching. Kevin Durant does not need coaching. Kyrie Irving does not need coaching. But guys like Bruce Brown do. Guys like Joe Harris do. Even older guys like LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin do. So I think that they're just – it really makes it interesting. If he goes to Phoenix and wins multiple titles there, which I'm not sure that they would, because things are only getting stronger in the West and in the East.
True.
I think it just adds color to how difficult it is to win a ring, and how doing it and building a roster organically is takes a longer time. It's a lot harder. It's a lot more risk. But if you can create an environment like Memphis, I'm not even just like saying that because it's you guys, but if you can create that, there's a sustainability there and a culture there that persists, and that you can rely on and put your feet down on and feel like it's solid.
You mentioned the Grizzlies. It doesn't. I mean, we kind of joked around about it like for 5 seconds when the news broke that Kevin Durant was requesting a trade. There was some thought, right? Like some offshores had the Grizzlies as like the second favorite, I guess, behind Miami.
Right.
So like, I guess there were legs to it, but it became pretty clear immediately it would not happen. If it were on the table, though, do you think the Grizzlies would have to give up Desmond Bane and Jaren, and if that's true, would you do that for Kevin Durant?
I don't think if I'm the Grizzlies, I would want to do it, period. And that says nothing about Kevin Durant because I wanted him in Portland. But you have to think about, you guys have such a full cupboard. There's just so many pieces, and maybe that makes you an intriguing place to go and an intriguing trade partner because you have a lot of picks and you have a lot of assets, but it's very rare to have a culture of role players that all step up in big moments and a huge superstar like Ja. And so if I'm Memphis, it seems like a shortcut to something that's an inevitability. I think that Memphis will be a contender for a very long time because of who Ja is and how this organization is run. As long as the decision makers in place keep making decisions with the same mindset in mind and that they're the same ones that are in place, I think that, you know, this is something you want to keep going. You don't want to break up a good thing because you just really never know how a new ingredient is going to mesh with the crew.
Tris, if you were reseeding the East based on the movement so far, and let's roll with that the Nets trade Kevin Durant out west, out to Phoenix. We'll just stick with that one. And that the East is the East right now. And we know that could still change. who would you put at the top? Who have you liked in terms of what they've done? Has Philly moved up in your eyes? Have others fallen? If you're reseeding the East, who's your top couple of seeds?
I'm really interested to see what Milwaukee does. Why have they not done anything like of note besides re-signing Bobby Portis? I think just respect-wise, I have to give them the top seed. Like, I wouldn't say that they're the number one seed next year in the East, but I think that they're the team to beat if fully healthy because of who they have and Drew and Chris Middleton and Giannis, of course. And I would imagine they'll bring some other role players in place to shoot threes like they need. And maybe they go after like someone like Joe Harris if it's a fire sale in Brooklyn. That would be an interesting move. So I put them at top. I really like what Boston did. I think getting Malcolm Brogdon, if he's healthy. Now, the benefit is that we know Malcolm Brogdon does not like to be healthy. He's not a player that you can rely on for 82 games. But for a team like Boston, that doesn't matter. You just need Malcolm Brogdon for matchups. Right, you need him against teams like the Warriors, where you need a consistent ball handler who can not only go right, but can also go left,
right,
and isn't going to turn the ball over, and isn't going to get sloppy with the rock in a way that ends up turning into transition buckets for a monster like Golden State. So Malcolm Brogdon, I think, is a really interesting piece for matchups, and I think Marcus Smart will still start, but Malcolm Brogdon is a great complement for problems that we saw pop and rear their ugly heads in the playoffs.
We're talking to Trista Crick, catcher on BetMGM tonight, the Heat Check podcast. You mentioned we were talking about Jaren. He's out. They kind of snuck that one in, you know.
They did.
The Pac-12's been destroyed, and Kevin Durant wants a trade. Oh, by the way, Jaren Jackson's going to miss 6 months. How concerning is that? How concerning should it be for the Grizzlies, considering this is his second lost offseason in 3 years?
I think pretty concerning. I'd like to know kind of what you guys think, too. Jaren Jackson has a lot of potential as a defender, as a guy who can play out on the perimeter and do multiple things as a competitor. Obviously, him and the rest of the crew are very tight. But to go down, it was a meniscus tear at first, right? Two off seasons ago?
Yes.
Meniscus tear and now a foot injury. Like, these are things that are connected. These are things that, you know, our body is a chain, right? It's a kinetic chain. I don't mean to get super nerdy, but like the neck bone's connected to the hip bone kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
And so your meniscus, even if it's on the opposite foot, it still connects to the rest of your body. They're not individual parts. So, yeah, I'm very concerned of a player who's as young as Jaren, who makes his living on his athleticism and his bounce and his first step and all these things that, you know, your feet and knees are very important to have to be healthy in order to do all those things. Yeah, I think that the Memphis probably front office and those in ownership are really scratching their heads and probably wondering, okay, like, what do we do in the meantime? Also, really quickly as an aside, awesome getting Tyus Jones back. I thought that was huge. But this team, I love that for you guys. That was such an underrated re-signing and such a really great move from like a sacrificial standpoint for Tyus, because I know he said he wanted to be a starter and he's obviously not going to be one. So good for him. Good for you guys. But this team plays really awesome without Jaren Jackson. We've seen that. Like, you played pretty well and now you have more pieces and more role players in action and who have taken more steps and have more experience. So when he is out for the beginning of next year, I think with Steven Adams, you'll be able to kind of keep things rolling.
Do the Knicks remain a joke, Trista, even after the Brunson move?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm super happy for Jalen Brunson. Like, I am on the record, I want everyone to be overpaid.
Sure.
Like, my goal in life to be slandered like that, like Jaren Jackson. Like, people be like, Trista made how much? Like, we all should aspire to be overpaid to the point where people are in their cars talking about whether we're going to live up to that contract. So he put up big, big points when Luka was not on the floor. And I knew that that was going to be a moment of time where, wow, this is defining for his bag, right? And shame on Dallas for not giving him 4 years, $56 million when he came back in January and asked for it and said, listen, playing pretty well. I'm happy to stay. And even though my dad is on staff for the Knicks, even though my like surrogate father runs the Knicks, and I'm, like, from the Northeast, from Jersey, I'm totally happy to stay and rock out with y'all. And they said no. And so it's more of a credit to – I think it's also a credit that we don't talk enough about Mark Cuban. As much as he says he wants to pay money, he has been cheap and has allowed guys to walk out that, you know, maybe should have stayed. So, yeah, the Knicks, weird moves to do what they did, but it makes sense, I guess, from a branding perspective. Are they a competitor? Are they a contender? Definitely not. Do they make the playoffs? Maybe not. Does Tibbs get fired? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I would vote for Mark Cuban for president, though. I love that dude. Like, he has, like, this you know, he has, like, this new thing where, you know, he offers these generic prescription drugs for, like, no money. Like, the guy's changing the world. And I think we're going to look back and we're going to say, you know what? He probably made the right choice by not paying Chandler Parsons. All right?
He did.
I'll give him that. So sometimes he's like the canary in the coal mine when it comes to not paying these guys. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he sees the vision.
He was willing, though, to give Jalen Brunson, like, $100 million, though. Don't sleep.
Yeah.
I would have taken the $100 million, though, in Dallas.
For sure.
Over the $100 million in New York.
It's not even close. It's not even close.
There's no state tax. You're playing with Luka. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just probably 40% cheaper to live in general. Like, if you're talking about bang for your buck.
No doubt.
Dallas is one of the best places in the country for that.
We were talking about it earlier. I don't know if Jason co-signed this, but, like I said, I think by the end of it, like, maybe not even by the end of it, Knicks fans are going to hate Jalen Brunson. Like, they're like, it's gonna be one of those deals where they're like you talked about, overpaid, overrated. Like, I just don't see that marriage ending smoothly. Cause, like, are they gonna win big with Jalen Brunson and that? Like, I think
problems Randall.
Yeah,
I think
probably
issue.
Not.
Yeah.
So, like, Knicks fans are just gonna be miserable like always.
They need a big. They need another two guard. I thought it would have been interesting if they could have gotten DeJounte Murray.
Ooh.
DeJounte Murray, they got him for almost nothing. In Atlanta. So if you could have gotten him, that would have made sense to me. And then it kind of makes Jalen Brunson a better fit. Now, is RJ playing two? Is he playing three? Like, really interesting considering that neither one of them is considered to be, like, I know that he went 3-for-6 in the playoffs, but, like, I don't know necessarily if Jalen, as small as he is he's considered like a sharp shooter, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And neither is RJ. So the shooting on this team outside of Evan Fournier, which he lacks a lot outside of that, and he can go ice cold too, is left to be desired.
Mm-hmm. Now, aren't you an Oregon alum?
I am. Go Ducks.
So, I mean, you're fighting for your life right now.
They left us. They're going to a place where it's just cornfields and grass and tipping cows. If you want to go over there, you know what? Maybe they're just running from the grind. Maybe they're just running from Dan Lanning, and Dan Lanning's the truth. Him, former defensive coordinator for Georgia. Maybe we are an upstart dynasty ready to reemerge. Will we win anything of note since we've never won a championship? Probably not. Is it all about money? Here's the thing that I saw, too. They said, you know why, if you want a glimpse into why USC and UCLA are leaving for the Big Ten network is playing 24/7 about UCLA and USC going to them, and the Pac-12 network right now is showing old footage of volleyball games.
I don't even know where I don't even know where to find the Pac-12 network. That's another thing. It's like, I remember Memphis played UCLA like 7 years ago, and like you had to like find a hole in the wall just to, you know, maybe because like it was like only on a specific provider. Like it's just a mess.
Yes.
It's a mess.
You have to literally like do it on your laptop and Chromecast. You got to pay a certain amount of money.
Yep.
They like give you 7 minutes free of watch time. That's, you got to go private browser for the next 7 minutes of watch time.
Yep.
It's so bad. It's rough. And I'm like, I pay for everything. You know, I pay for every cable, whatever, over the top. And I can't, if I can't get Pac-12 Network as an Oregon fan,
no
I mean,
question.
Good night and good luck.
By the way, Dan Lanning, former linebackers coach at Memphis, not just a former DC at Georgia. He was at Memphis before he went to Georgia. So Dennis Dodd has reported that the Big Ten has informed Oregon and Washington that they are chilling right now. They are standing pat, brother. Which means now the Pac-12 is going to expand, right? So Oregon and Washington stay, and then you know what the Pac-12 does? They come and poach the best of the Big 12. So you know, the Texas schools, right? Like, I think Wolken had the names out there, and that's going to be your opening if you're Memphis, right? Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU, and Houston.
Mm-hmm. And then you go replace what leaves there.
Correct.
In the Big 12.
Yep, and you're in the same league with UCF and Cincinnati.
Hello again.
Hello.
Happy to see us.
Is it me They're you're not. Looking for?
Well, we're happy to see you.
So it would be like who would be left in the Big 12, right? So it'd be Iowa State. It would be West Virginia. It would be Kansas State, UCF, Cincinnati, Kansas. You would have that Kansas basketball series, baby.
For now.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's in any big hurry.
No, I get it. I mean, it's about football.
Right.
Kansas football. Blech. Yeah.
So that's your hope, right?
Best of the rest.
That you get into the Smedium 12.
And again, better than what you're in. In this case, a lot better than the AAC.
Yes. Because, like, look, the AAC was not that bad when it was UCF, Houston, Cincinnati, and Memphis, right? Like, it was actually pretty good. UCF, you know, got basically, I mean, they won a national championship, as we know. Yeah. Cincinnati got to the playoff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Houston is always, like, relevant in basketball, mostly, but, like, fine in football. And then Memphis. Like, so if you just get back with them, which is, to me, you're more in line with those four than you are North Texas, UTSA, Charlotte, and that slaw, you know, you can.
But is it still a college football playoff?
Well, that's
that
an
includes
interesting, yes.
those conferences,
right? That's
or
a,
are the super conferences going
to
no, just
but,
take,
but,
go
but,
off on their own?
But they'll probably expand the college football playoff, won't they? They will they, almost certainly, and so that you know,
expand it to include more of themselves.
Well,
or
yes.
expand it to give
yeah.
us a chance.
No, it'll be to you know, yes, it'll be to include themselves. But
if you can do that and still tell Memphis fans and boosters that you get a chance to.
Yes.
You know, play for the big football playoff or the big NCAA tournament ring. And I think you can keep it at a level that's worth keeping it going.
Yep.
Put it that way.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, Trish Craig, for joining us on the show. Gino and Jeffrey are up next. Have a safe weekend, right? Be careful
don't
with those fireworks.
Don't burn your hands off.
You don't want to be the next Jason Pierre-Paul, right?
Very true.
Be safe. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.